The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Which one do you guys want? Do you want NFL? Or you want college football?
No, I think we need to talk about NFL. I think we need to get back. I think we need to get back on NFL.
Broncos, who got into the playoffs, right? They who did they beat? The
Chiefs.
Thank you very much.
When the Chiefs rested,
and when the Chiefs rested, yes, a lot of their players. So they were able to find their way into the playoffs for the first time in what, since Peyton Manning era, when he was there and took them to the Super Bowl. So Bo Nix leading the way, and they are going to face the Bills and Josh Allen in Buffalo.
All that to say that Buffalo is probably going to walk the dog on Denver. No, I mean, like, I think it's a good matchup. I think the Broncos are scary for some teams, and Lord knows Falcons fans saw them up close and personal right before the bye week when they absolutely torched. There was nothing that they did that did not work offensively to the point where Bo Nix, literally a rookie quarterback, is sitting on the bench at the end going, oh, that was pretty easy. But Josh Allen, we talked about it yesterday, he's the MVP for me. And he's different, man. He can. It feels like Josh Allen can single handedly win some of these games, and that'll be a fun matchup to kind of pay attention to. That one's going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, a good matchup. But I think Josh Allen in these instances is just a little bit too much for a young and hungry climbing Broncos team.
I'm excited to see the Commanders and the Buccaneers. I think this one's going to be a good one, just from the way Baker Mayfield and that team plays, which we've all seen. Twice this season. The Falcons, though, beat them both times. But Tampa Bay just has that fighting kind of mentality, and it's all kind of willed. Like you mentioned, Josh Allen winning them games. I feel like Baker Mayfield does kind of the same thing for that Buccaneers team. And then, of course, the Commanders with Jaden Daniels and that offense and how he commands it. I think that's going to be a fun one to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, two defenses are outside the top 10 in most rankings, especially in total defense. I'm interested to see how Jane, because I don't think Tampa Bay is very good in their passing defense. We obviously were able to light them up, but that's a pass defense that is giving up. They're more than they're giving up right around 244 yards a game. Washington's pass defense has been much better. So how they match up there? But of course, Mike Evans is a guy. He's a guy that puts a strain on everybody. You know. We've seen Washington, though, when the Falcons were able to stymie their passing game.
Yeah.
They said, okay, hey, Heisman Trophy, take over the game. And he did. Jaden Daniels took over the game with his legs against the Falcons.
It just feels like that this Jaden Daniels Washington team is the youngest version of what Patrick Mahomes probably was early in his career. Scrambler, could make things happen with his legs. But he didn't, like, get those playoff wins, it doesn't feel like, till a couple of years into it by being able to do that. And a lot of times, it doesn't feel like these scrambling quarterbacks. Because I've said this a number of times.
Well,
it's not like they functioned highly as an offense against the Falcons. Jaden Daniels just took over and took off.
But their defense was good enough to help them. Yeah, I the first year that Patrick Mahomes was starting, he was in the AFC Championship game. And they lost to New England and Tom Brady. We went on to win the Super Bowl. And then the next year, they win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I just think Jaden Daniels, his ability to scramble with what Mahomes is, I think they're completely separate. Because Mahomes scrambles around and makes this magical play with his arm. Jaden Daniels will just make a magical play with his legs or his arm. He's got both.